Good morning. It's Thursday, January 15th. Stocks closed lower, Sachs is officially bankrupt, and four astronauts just splashed down off the coast of California in NASA's first ever medical evacuation from space. Meanwhile, Grok is in hot water over deepfakes, and China posted the largest trade surplus any country has ever recorded. Let's get into it. Markets closed in the red Wednesday, with tech and banks dragging things down. The NASDAQ fell 1% to close at 23,471. The S&P 500 dropped about 0.5% to 69,26. The Dow held up better, slipping just 0.1% to 49,149. The selling came despite Bank of America and Wells Fargo both reporting rising profits, a classic sell the news reaction after banks rallied hard into earnings season. Bank of America shares dropped nearly 4% even after posting a 12% jump in quarterly profit. The takeaway for investors, when expectations are already priced in, beating them isn't enough. You need to surprise to the upside. Meanwhile, safe havens continued to shine. Gold and silver both hit intraday records, and the 10-year Treasury yield ticked down 3 basis points to 4.14%. If you're positioned defensively, the market is rewarding that right now. Speaking of retail pain, Sachs Global officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the numbers are stark. The parent company of Sachs Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, and Bergdorf Goodman owes at least $3.4 billion. The backstory: Sachs borrowed roughly $2 billion to acquire Neiman Marcus last year, betting that combining the luxury retailers would cut costs and create leverage with brands. Instead, sales kept plunging, down more than 13% last quarter, and the company couldn't make a $100 million debt payment due in December. Major designers like Chanel and Oscar de la Renta stopped shipping merchandise over payment concerns, which left shelves emptier and accelerated the spiral. A Moody's analyst called it the fastest failure of an acquisition of this magnitude that I've seen. Sachs says it's reorganizing, not liquidating, and stores will stay open for now. But closures are likely, especially where Sachs and Neiman locations overlap. If you have Sachs gift cards or Amex credits, now's the time to use them. And if you work in retail or commercial real estate, this is another data point in the structural decline of department stores. Barney's, Lord & Taylor, and Hudson's Bay have all gone bankrupt in recent years. Now let's shift to geopolitics, where we're seeing both escalation and de-escalation, depending on where you look. Starting with Greenland. The White House talks ended Wednesday with what Denmark's foreign minister called a fundamental disagreement. The two sides remain far apart. Denmark says any proposal that doesn't respect Greenland's territorial integrity is totally unacceptable. The administration says anything less than U.S. control is unacceptable. So we're at an impasse. The dialogue will continue, but don't expect resolution soon. For markets, the bigger concern isn't Greenland itself. It's what this signals about transatlantic relations and NATO cohesion heading into a year with plenty of other flashpoints. On Iran, there are signs of de-escalation. The president told reporters Wednesday that the killing has stopped, suggesting Iran has backed off executing protesters. Oil prices, which had spiked earlier in the day on strike fears, fell on the remarks. Iran's airspace remains closed to commercial traffic, and tensions haven't disappeared, but the immediate risk of U.S. military action appears to have receded. For anyone with energy exposure, this is a dynamic to watch closely. Iran risk has been a significant driver of oil prices over the past 2 weeks. And in immigration news, the State Department announced it's pausing visa processing for 75 countries indefenitely, starting January 21st. The list includes Brazil, Russia, Somalia, Afghanistan, and others. This affects permanent immigration visas, family reunification, spousal visas, not tourist or business travel. The stated rationale is reassessing procedures for applicants deemed likely to need public assistance. If you have family members abroad waiting on visa processing from affected countries, expect significant delays. Switching to space, four astronauts splashed down off San Diego at 3:41 this morning, completing NASA's first ever medical evacuation from the International Space Station. The Crew 11 mission was cut short by about a month after one crew member, NASA hasn't identified who, developed a serious medical condition in orbit. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman said the astronaut is doing fine and all four are in good spirits. The crew included two NASA astronauts, one Japanese astronaut, and one Russian cosmonaut. This is historic. In 25 years of continuous human presence on the ISS, NASA has never had to end a mission early due to illness. It's a reminder that space travel, even routine station operations, carries real risk. The station now has just 3 people aboard until Crew 12 arrives in mid-February. Back on Earth, Elon Musk's AI chatbot Grok is facing a global crackdown. After users discovered they could prompt Grok to digitally undress photos of real people, including minors, governments moved fast. Malaysia and Indonesia banned Grok entirely. The UK and EU launched investigations. California's Attorney General announced a probe Wednesday into non-consensual sexually explicit material generated by the tool. One researcher found Grok was generating roughly 6,700 sexually suggestive or nudifying images per hour during a 24-hour analysis. X finally responded Wednesday night, saying it would block the undressing function in places where it's illegal and restrict image generation to paid subscribers. Governor Newsom, usually a Musk ally, called the situation vile. For anyone following AI governance, this is a case study in how quickly things can go wrong when guardrails are loose, and how regulatory pressure can force rapid policy changes. Staying with AI, if you've heard of Sienna Rose, the neo-soul singer with 3 songs on Spotify's Viral 50 chart, you've probably heard an AI. The artist has almost no social media presence, and until recently, her Spotify bio described her as anonymous. The internet connected the dots after Selena Gomez used one of Rose's tracks in an Instagram post. Spotify has been tightening rules on AI-generated music, requiring clearer credits and filtering spam uploads. Bandcamp went further this week, banning music generated wholly or in substantial part by AI. But more AI music is coming. Spotify signed licensing deals with all 3 major labels last fall to create artist-first AI music. The line between human and machine creativity is getting blurrier fast. On the economic data front, China reported a record trade surplus of nearly $1.2 trillion for 2025, the largest any country has ever recorded. Despite 20% tariffs and all the tough trade rhetoric, Chinese exports actually grew 5.5% last year. How? China shifted sales to Europe, Latin America, Africa, and Southeast Asia, while those regions continued relying on Chinese materials and equipment. The IMF is warning that China's economy is too big to sustain itself on exports alone, and weak domestic consumption remains a drag. But the surplus data is a reminder that tariffs don't operate in a vacuum. Trade flows find new paths. Finally, a few quick hits worth knowing. New hires are getting older. The average age is now 42, up from 40 in 2016, as companies prioritize experience over entry-level talent in the AI era. The share of workers 25 and under has shrunk from nearly 15% to under 9% since 2022. Tesla announced its full self-driving package will soon be available as a monthly subscription instead of a one-time payment, making advanced driver assistance more accessible, but also more of an ongoing expense. And existing home sales surged in December as mortgage rates fell, though full-year sales were flat compared to 2024. The thread connecting today's stories is adaptation under pressure. Sachs couldn't adapt fast enough. China adapted its export strategy and posted record numbers. NASA adapted its protocols for a medical emergency that had never happened before. Grok is being forced to adapt by regulators worldwide. The question for anyone navigating this environment, whether you're an investor, a job seeker, or just trying to stay informed, is how quickly you can read the signals and adjust. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.